Hi, baby. I just wanted to make you a special video for when you finally return from your business trip. I know how hard this entire conference has been, and I wanted to make something that would cheer you up when you get home. You remember this camera, right? It was the one you used to record our wedding. What an amazing night. It's one I'll never forget. Well, apparently, you forgot. Because I saw all these texts this morning when you were getting ready for work. Who the fuck is Stacy? I first thought to myself, I didn't want to get mad and overreact at first. Maybe she was just a coworker that you had a project to work on with. I know how busy you've been and your boss has been working you constantly, making you stay late hours and even on weekends. I thought he's finally going for that promotion so we could start a family, maybe even move into a nice home for the both of us. But what a surprise it was when your phone was buzzing all morning during your shower. I just couldn't resist and I took a peek. Well, what a shocker when I saw you hooking up with some slut in another country. All those business trips are just a big fat lie. Hell, the current one you're on is probably a lie. Videos of you getting your cock sucked, fucking her day and night, even anal, which you said was disgusting, but you wouldn't do it with your wife that loves you? You're an asshole. And I'm finally going to get my revenge against you. Well, first, I'm ripping up this wedding dress completely. I don't care if it was a gift from your mother. You shouldn't have squandered our marriage. Second, I'm absolutely getting rid of everything in your man cave. Even the beanbag chair was already donated to the neighbor, and your 4K TV? Well, I think I'll just keep that. But I did save the best reveal for last. You might be wondering why I'm sitting on a pillow in the middle of our bedroom in my black lingerie. That will all be revealed in the next couple of seconds. I hope what happened next plagues your nightmares for decades to come. Guys, why don't you come in? So good to see you all. It's been so long, hasn't it? Well, you never got the opportunity to meet my three exes before we got married. They are just charmed to meet you and ecstatic to help me record this divorce video. You see, back in the day after college, I was actually fun and slutty to be around before you sucked all the life out of me with fancy dinners and boring work events. God, what I really wish I was doing was choking on cock instead of pounding down glasses of wine just to be around you. You could say I was a bit of a size queen back then. I mean, I definitely lied to you the first time we had sex and said you were the biggest I had, saying that all my exes were smaller than you. But in reality, at least one of their balls is bigger than your cock. I miss this specifically. The feeling of getting fucked so hard that my body twitches for an hour straight after. You never really gave me any good orgasms these past couple of months. And that's why I always went for the vibrator that I put in my bedside table. But these guys, oh my god, these guys can fuck. I think you're actually going to go pale when you see how big their cocks are. Chop chop, boys. Let's scare the color out of my faithful husband's skin. Holy shit. I mean, Jesus Christ, I had forgotten how big these guys are. Here, let me grab my phone so we can compare yours with their cocks. Pathetic, isn't it? Looks more like a mole rat than a cock that could knock me up. But these guys, they have such vitality to them. Look. Look how big their heads are. The veins. The girth and thickness. And their testicles are huge. They're going to stretch me out completely and each in every hole. You know, this wouldn't be happening if you had just stayed faithful. How easy it is to not stick your dick in some mistress in another country and come back to your loving wife instead. But no, you just can't control your urges and had to fuck the first whore you saw. You couldn't have picked a prettier one as well? I mean, I'm gorgeous compared to her, but you're going to see all these guys ruin my makeup. I'll look even prettier then. First off, we're going to start with some throat training. Now, I know you're probably squirming around and crying in your hotel room because I never let you fuck my throat. But you want to know why? It's because your cock wasn't big enough to fuck my throat. I just knew you wouldn't hit the back of my throat. It would be a waste of time deep-throating you. But with each of these guys, I'm going to let them ravage my throat until they bust the fattest nut in my mouth, and you're going to watch as I swallow each delicious treat. Now, line up, boys. Side to side. Cocks at attention. You're all getting around to use my throat like it's a fleshlight. God, how I miss real cock. It's completely different when I can choke and gag on it compared to your tiny tool. Come on, boys. I know you have the energy to really make my tears run. Don't be scared. Smear the makeup my husband got for me for our wedding. Just because it's been some years since I've been able to really be face-fucked doesn't mean I'm not ready. It's called throat training for a reason. So train my fucking throat already. On to number two. Come on, last one. Fuck me up. Ha 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 make my nose touch your fucking stomach, you pussy. Go harder. Here, let me get the camera so my husband can see all the close-up action. I want him to watch as my throat bulges around each of your cocks. Oh. How's next? Don't wait. Just shove your cock in my I can tell they're getting close. I can feel all of them twitching from my oral skills. You will never experience the feeling of my throat constricting around your cock. Look, I miss being so fucking slutty. Delicious. Exactly what hit the spot after seeing all those awful videos. Your mistress didn't even make you come from oral, but your wife can easily make others come with her group of monster cocks. That's so much, right? I don't think he would be able to produce even this much with months of not jerking off. All the pineapple in their diet really adds to the flavoring. Oh my god. Look, they're still so hard and I have so many holes that still need to be filled. As my husband, you always needed a break after one session, but these guys, they're going to go all night long. The neighbors are going to have to use earplugs with the number of orgasms I'm going to have. You know, I think these boys are actually going to breed me. Your weak swimmers haven't been able to do anything yet, but I think 3 cream pies from them should be able to do the job. I wonder, who's going to be the daddy in 9 months? You're obviously not going to be the father with your cheating, but I hope you're excited to enter your new role as the stepdad. Oh, holy shit. Look how big he is. He reaches all the way past my stomach. He's going to stretch me out completely, and that's only the first cock. Wait. Let me zoom in so you can get a closer look. Ruin me, ravage me, make sure that I forget every single fuck I had with that loser. Oh. Number two is even girthier than number one. going to feel this for weeks. Come here. Number three is it's just right. Get me pregnant. Make sure that weakling swimmers won't be able to contribute at all in the future. Fuck, yes. Yes, keep taking turns using my pussy, please. Fuck, yes. Fuck, please. Come in me. Yes, more, yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Holy fuck. I've never had that much cum inside my entire life. I can't let extra leaking out go to waste. We're not done yet, daddies. You guys still need to train my ass as well. It's been a while, but I think you can put me in my place again. Even my husband thought it was gross, which is a lie. I know the three of you love anal. The number of times you made me wear plugs on dates. Just like that. Now, use your cum as lube. Yes. I know it's still tight, but you're all going to train me to be your perfect anal whore. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Make it hurt. Punish me for all those years of awful sex I had with my husband. Oh, fuck. Yes. Put that big cock inside my asshole. Fuck. Yes. Fuck me off. And show my husband how to really make love to his wife. What a dainty, useless lover you were. Yes. Just like that. Just like that. Yes, I'm gonna come. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Get my phone, please. We also have to take some pictures to send to my husband. Spread myself even wider. Okay, daddies. Make sure my holes are extra photogenic. Now for the finale. We all have been waiting for simultaneous hole use all at once. X1, you're going in my pussy. X2, you're going in my ass. And X3, you're going in my throat. Don't even let me dirty talk, breathe, or speak. Just pound into me. My husband's probably going to faint from how rough you guys are using me, but I love it. Break me apart and leave me a drooling mess. Treat me like a slutty doll for you to destroy. Such a clever idea you guys had. Let me just go get that. Well, as you can see, hubby, the exact glass you toasted to our marriage. But I think I'm going to get a lot more fun use out of this. Alright, boys. Each of you is ready to fuck my face until you're close. Really brutalize my throat, and then when each of you are close, I want you to come across my face and into the glass. First X shoots and he scores. A quarter through and all right, X2, blow an even bigger load. No. That one was huge. X3. Get ready to finish this off. I want my perfect drink to get cum drunk. Let's take a celebratory photo together. Don't I look gorgeous, hubby? What a beautiful family photo. Wait, just let me finish my drink. Cheers. I can't let the camera be dirty either from my spit. Here come in my juices. Let me just clean that off. Oh, wow. That was my first bukkake experience, and I absolutely adored it. Thank you guys for making it such a memorable experience. And 12 cum shots? I didn't even think it was possible, but you guys proved me wrong. As for you, I hope you learned a valuable lesson on cheating from this, hubby. Everything you do, I'm going to do 10 times worse. That's revenge. A glass best served creamy and salty, and with a hint of pineapple. Plus, I want a divorce. Well,